I'm sorry, Richard. I want to hear the rest of Henry Mancini's great theme song to, I forgot the movie, but I think it's called Mood River, isn't it? Mood River? Andy Williams did that great song, Mood River. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce N. Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a joy. Great to be back.
Well, you always actually brighten my mood because I am a moody dude. How's your mood today?
It's very good. You know, as you said that, I thought, did you listen to Moody Blues growing up?
I love the Moody Blues.
Aren't they great?
they actually have a song that I think we're using today called Melancholy Man. We're not using it. Okay, but I will maybe send it to Richard on a break, and we could use it, right, Richard? You're fast. No, I love the Moody Blues. I've seen them perform recently, actually. They're really, really, really old now, almost as old as me, but I love them. And for Dad Chat, I've got a bunch of Moody songs to use and share during my Dad Chat. You have to join Dad Chat some week.
I'd love that.
I don't know if you've been on any tweet chats. They're kind of interesting.
They are. What a different world we live in. You know,
yes.
You can chat in person, over the phone, and now through Twitter.
Yes. In fact, you don't have to actually ever meet anybody anymore. You can interact totally in the universe virtually. And that, of course, I'm saying sarcastically, is not necessarily a good thing. It gives us certain freedoms. But in other ways, I think it diminishes the value of face-to-face or even, you know, phone time. I mean, I know you. I hardly ever see you. You know, once, twice, three times a year, maybe we'll see each other. But you know, this regular verbal interplay is, I feel I know you as well as, you know, someone I would see on a regular basis.
And then I think what happens is when we're face-to-face, it's actually a richer time because there's some more context.
You betcha.
That happen outside of it.
You
yeah.
betcha. And it's not just written. It is a direct interaction. So that's a whole other topic. It's a fascinating one about the virtual versus actual relationships. So tell me, I doubt you ever deal with any moods with your kids at the church. I mean, you have all these teenagers, and they're probably always pretty even-tempered, right?
I wish. I'd have an easy job then.
Yeah, well, you don't want easy. It'd be boring then.
That's true. That's very true. I had an interchange over a text message with a student the other day, and she was saying, the phrase that I hear most often from her is, the world is falling apart. And I ask her why, and she says, well, it just is. And I said, well, can you give me specifics, because I'm wanting to help, you know. And she says, well, I just can't breathe. And, you know, and then it's another thing, and then it moves on and on and on. She can't pinpoint what it is. But it's I think it's so common to adolescents and just humans. I mean, we get in moods. And sometimes we can't even describe it other than those phrases like the world's crashing in or I feel like I'm drowning. And it's very difficult sometimes in those places, especially when you get stuck there.
Well, on a more personal basis, you're married. That means you're living with a woman. How do you handle your wife's moods?
Boy, very carefully.
Good answer.
It's interesting. I think it's really been a lot of trial and error. And my wife and I, Erica is her name, we've talked quite a bit about it. And often after a mood spell that she might have, and I always want to fix it.
Right.
Well, you know, I hear that's the guy thing.
That's the guy thing.
I'm perpetuating the stereotype. And
no, there's a stereotype for a reason. That's how we're built. That's not. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, so traditionally I would say, okay, you know, is it me? Did I do something? What can I do to help? And maybe it's got nothing to do with anything other than, you know, she doesn't like the jeans she's wearing, or it's just one of those days. And after she gets out of that mood spell, I always ask her. I say, you know, what can I have done better? Because I want to learn, so I don't.
Ah, that's beautiful. That's a great idea.
And she often says, "Don't try to fix it.
Just hear me.
Just hear me.
Right.
Yeah.
Just hold me. Hear me. Hold me. Love me.
Yeah." And she says, sometimes it just leave me alone.
Well, I love that. because then I know that if they're not mad at me and that they do need their own space. And then you've got to, and the guy has to take away his Mr. Fix-It hat and let them stew in whatever it is that they, if you know it's not about you, then you got to let it go. That Angie was my previous guest. We had our first edition of the Women's Room just before your segment. And she says she likes to give her husband a disclaimer. When she knows she's in a bad mood and has nothing to do with him, she just basically acknowledges, I'm in a bad mood. And, you know, forgive me ahead of time if I'm going to say anything that's out of line. I think that's a great idea. Let me ask you another question, though. This one I would imagine every part of a couple answers to some degree dishonestly or biasedly, if that's a word, in a biased manner. If between your wife and you, would you say one or the other of you is more moody?
I would say, yeah, I would say we would both agree. She and I would both agree that she's more moody.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay, if she would agree, that's cool. If I said that, my wife would disagree with me. And, of course, I was going to suggest that more often both partners will say the other one is more moody.
Here's the other interesting thing, though, is she and I would both agree that I probably bury my emotions too much.
Well, that's also a male stereotype.
Yeah. And so
the women wear it on their sleeve and the men don't deal with them at all.
We just bury it.
Right, right. Wow.
One thing I found, too, is certain situations evoke a mood that I've learned to stay away.
Okay.
Greatest example is packing for a trip. And I know this from the few trips we've been on. I know, and especially tonight, my wife and I were going away for 2 days. I know she'll be packing tonight. I've already told her in a kind of a joking way. I said, okay, I know you're packing. I'll be home at 10. And she laughs, and she says, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
That's great. Well, my solution is basically very similar, but my wife just, we worked it out. She does all the packing, including for me. So because she doesn't like my choices, whatever I wear is never, you know, good enough. So you choose. I don't care. It makes no difference to me. It's, you know, you just as long as you have 3 Hawaiian shirts and a couple pair of shorts and flip flops, I'm happy. And she'll give me a dirty look and say, "No, we're going out nice at least one night."
So, I love it.
That's funny. Didn't you? You said you had a quote for me.
I did. I got a quote, and if there's time, I actually have a scripture passage. You had asked me over the break, and I remembered one and found it. But
good, go.
We'll go with the quote first. I stumbled across it recently, and it says, because of the busyness of our schedules, most often kids receive the dad's temper rather than the dad's training.
Excellent. I would say dad and moms is how I would augment that, because I don't think that's exclusively a dad issue.
I agree.
And the scripture.
And the scripture from the mouth of one of the wisest men ever, King Solomon, Proverbs 16:32, it says, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city.
Oh, beautiful. He's also supposedly, there's a debate over who said it, but isn't he often credited with saying, this too shall pass?
Yes.
Which I think when you're in a bad mood because of a bad day, like the one I wrote about, you have to recognize that it will probably be passed at some point.
I agree.
And I also believe in applying that to the good times. Recognize that when things are going great, that life doesn't tend to stay in the great place, and really enjoy it and appreciate it when that's happening as well.
That's very true. Very true.
Where can our listeners find you, Pastor Drew?
Well, I've been blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com. Pastor Drew, as always, a joy and a pleasure.
As well here.
We will be back for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg as I'm watching the stock market plummet. Come back after these messages. There's the Moody Blues. How you like that?